Big Smoke Music Weekly.
It's us again, Big Smoke Music Weekly, the best new music indie podcast, returns with me, Luke Scanlon, and the Maverick, that is, Dave Bowen. Episode 9 of Season 2 brings you a gig review of last week's In Focused artist, Flight, and their amazingly magical show at Shoreditch's Village Underground. Plus, we are joined by Sam Tucker, founder of Close Up, the hottest rising live promoters, booking agents, and label in the UK. He is our In Focus guest in residence. For now, though, this popper from Fool's Heads. Yes, that is the first track on episode 9 of season 2, Big Smoke Music Weekly. That was Fool's Heads there with Fall Around that came out on the 25th of October. Amazing stuff, Dave. They've supported the Libertines. They played alongside the likes of Queens of Stone Age as well. Big. And Bands of Skulls as well. So, yeah, debut album coming next year. Quite a rugged charm to that one, I thought, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Rugged charm?
It kind of fits my look at the minute.
I would say that would fit your blurb perfectly if you
rugged
were
a
fine novel.
Right up my street.
Right up your derriere. Anyway, let's welcome our Big Smoke In Focus In Residence guest, Sam Tucker.
Hello.
How are you, mate? You good?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Another friend of the show to be welcomed into the hallowed studios.
How long is this list getting?
Dave, I've got a lot of
friends, and Dave's brought none of his in yet so far. So that speaks volumes.
That's season 3.
Season 12.
It's the time I shine. Don't worry.
Season 12. Dave got some friends. So Samuel, we are actually pretty much lifelong pals. Indeed, you are here not to talk about that, because that's not the thing I care about. So you're here to chat about your role's founding as Close Up. We'll come on to that in our In Focus chat later on, but I just wanted to begin off about when we did actually meet. We were probably, what, about 11, 12?
I reckon it must have been,
maybe a little bit older.
Maybe 13, 14.
Yeah, and one of my... Dave, you've met our other friend Josh. One of my first memories of Tucker, like, coming in, because he was at another school, a rival school. Ooh. We welcomed him into our bosom. but our friend Josh, his first thing, I don't know if he was nervous meeting you. I don't know why. Look at the state of him. Nervous meeting that. all he said to Tucker was, "Do you like music?"
It was literally ridiculous, and I was like, "Yeah, man, I really like some music." And then I was like, "Oh, you got to check out this band called Bombay Bicycle Club." And then he was like, "Okay, cool, man, cool, yeah, we'll do." And then the next week, on his like iPod Touch, he came back and was like, "Look, man," and just showed me a picture of "I Had the Blues But Shook Them Loose" as his background.
Amazing.
I've never heard that album title said so quickly.
I know, it was. I was like, "Don't get it wrong."
With pure venom, shook loose and had a flip flop. One of the other key things, because remarkably, Samuel has ended up in the world of indie, as we are with our podcast. He basically spent 3, 4, 5, some say 10 years trying to be Pete Wentz.
Yeah, I haven't stopped trying to be Pete Wentz.
My guy. Yeah, look at Pete Wentz.
Oh, don't back him up. Don't be backing him up. I'm sat opposite two emos. What's going on? He used to borrow his mum's straighteners and like have his hair into a little point.
Nothing wrong with that, mate. We've all been there.
We have all been there, exactly. I mean, I feel like emo's back in again now.
Your hair now, is it like a complete different angle to what it was 10 years ago?
I know, I got a £30 haircut the other day. Can you
£30?
I know, I went big and I'm not really sure if it was worth it.
I like that. The first section he's got to talk about, just going to drop in the fact I can spend £30 on a haircut there.
I'm now bankrupt, but look at the haircut.
I've got fuck all money and I can't pay rent, but my hair looks average.
No, good.
Too much. Anyway, we'll come more later onto that chat, as I said, in our In Focus chat. Let's have some more music. Dave, this is your choice when you finally decided to actually turn up today. You chuck this in. This is B-Boys with Bad Decisions. We'll be right back. a little boogie that one is there then. Like that one? That's B-Boys.
Love that one.
B-Boys with Bad Decision. From Brooklyn. I wonder why they're called B-Boys. Mm. Breakfast Boys?
Maybe.
Oh, brilliant. I thought you were going to carry that on. Is that your extent of the words B?
B-Boys are the like...
Basketball boys.
Is it basketball? I thought it was like the beatboxing.
Birthday
boys? Kind of that kind of era. Break dancing, kind of B-Boys from New York.
Oh, here it is.
I think
that was some background knowledge, right?
Here I am trying to fuck about, and you've actually got a cultural response.
That's what you get.
Great. So anyway, that's Brooklyn band, based on the hip hop of the blah blah blah. They've had two albums out. That I was just having a look. Most recent of which, Doodoo, which came out on July 26th on Captured Records, is the follow up to their 2017 album, Dada.
Dada.
Nice.
Lads, you've had two offerings into the world of music. You've called them Doodoo and Dada. You need to have a long, hard look at yourselves.
It's like what we were saying last week about band names running out. Maybe they
Dave
just
thinks
out of
band names are running out.
Yeah. Oh, no, to be fair, I was talking to my housemate about this earlier. There's so many Pails or Glasses or Honeys.
Yeah. A lot of Honeys.
A lot of Honeys. The Pale Glass Honeys.
And that's just on the high street, am I right?
That's the band name, Pale Glass Honeys.
Yeah, that should be the name.
That actually works pretty well, to be fair. But yes, moving on, guys. I just want to talk, actually, bring up, whilst we're recording, your tardiness today, Dave. What is wrong with turning up at 6:45?
You said, studio from 7, get here at 6:45. I was like, why?
So you took that as, fuck it, I'll turn up at quarter to 8.
Well, I was saying on the way that you have a plan. It was just like, yeah, I could do that, and I'll be there, meet a friend for a little bit, and then go away after. It just... didn't go to plan.
How many pints did you sip?
I only have one.
Just the one. Anyway, should we have this one? This is one of Samuel Tucker's choices. This is, we've had them on the show before.
Yeah.
Still yet to join us in the studio. I'm being told they're joining us in the studio.
So have I. I've been told that.
Oh, wow.
It's been demanded.
Fuck off, Jacob. Actually, I was looking on Google, right? And I just typed in, because when I was trying to get some info on the latest track, and... it comes up with band Quintet. I was like, that has got Jacob written all over it.
That's why this is called Kookachu. It's a poetic term, apparently.
We are simply not a five-piece, Sam.
We are
a quintet. Yes. Anyway, righto, let's have, in that very same vein, let's have Sad Boys Club here on Big Smoke Music Weekly with Kookachu.
When my head hit the floor, said at the crack of the door, you said to hit me up if you've had enough. They said to hit me up if you've had enough. And was he everything you wanted and everything you needed? With you, could you? I'll give you a thousand pounds to show me. But the geeks on the heat looked impossibly sad. When my head hit the faucet at the crack of the door, you said to hit me up if you've had enough. I wasn't everything you wanted and everything you needed. With you, could you? Close to the sun, but then turning into something.
The Cure there with Cuckatoo, their most recent song. That was Sad Boys Club with Cuckatoo that came out November 1st. They've got some dates coming up before we all break up for Christmas. They're playing Southampton November 23rd at Heartbreakers, then over in Birmingham November 28th at Mama Roo's, Sheffield 29th of November, and then December, just before Exymas, they're at Colours on the 7th of December. Day before that, their next EP comes out, Four Shades of a Transitional Phase. Sad Boys Club. Tux, talk to me as their booking agent.
Yeah, well, obviously you said they got loads of dates coming up, which is really cool. I think like the London headline at Colours is going to be special. Like, we've been working with the band for like 6 months now, I want to say.
Yeah.
And it's been a pretty like whirlwind ride. They've already done No Hot Ashes tour support, some dates with Spectre, and then the Birmingham and Sheffield dates you just said on that runner with Spin as well. So it's like loads of tour supports, and then bang, headline show. Let's see what you're made of.
Good times.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I was joking there about The Cure.
They're gonna know. They're gonna love that too much. I wish he never would have said that.
Yeah, I know.
His Robert Smith ego is gonna go through the roof.
Is he gonna come out look with like comb back?
He's already got that. He's already got that hair. This is exactly the problem.
That is. He has got that. Look, the last time I said this to Shannon, last time I saw him was in the back of your car.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
We hadn't kidnapped him. He was hungover on the way to Macca's. That sounded really sinister, didn't it?
Yeah. Like, we kidnapped him. We tried to take all the Robert Smith away from him.
Gagged and bound him. You fucking listen. Listen to Paul Weller. Anyway, we want to turn our attention now to gig review. Saw Flight last night at Village Underground in Shoreditch. Great venue. Absolute great venue. I think. Have you been there, Dave?
Mm.
Affirmative.
Scintillating.
Yeah, great stuff. Great input. Have you been there, Tux?
I have not been there, but I really feel like it's in the sort of part of London where all the good venues are.
It's
probably going to be good on that logic.
It's like very easily to take pictures there.
Yeah.
Like,
is it aesthetically pleasing?
It's so Instagrammable. That's the phrase they say nowadays.
That's what crazy kids are saying.
Dave, you with your modern words. Absolutely amazing gig. As I said, we had Will Taylor, lead singer, on as our Big Smoke In Focus chat last week. He's just such a nice bloke. All guys from Winchester.
I was going to say, they're repping the hometown, aren't they, Fly?
They are indeed. They're talking about their next album coming up, and you were saying on stage how it's 10 breakup songs, because he had a really bad breakup, and then he was saying, if it works for Adele, it's going to work for us. So I quite like that, and they're Jess from Staves on stage as well, and it's just, I think with Flight, their whole thing is just, we spoke about it last week, their vocal quality is just like through the fucking
mad
roof.
Harmonies.
Yeah,
isn't
the harmonies are insane.
Like, it is a lot of goosebumps going on in that gig, and it was just
We were talking off air.
We
were talking
he's been in here 10 minutes dropping in radio terms. We're just having a chat in off air.
Speaking through the microphone.
Go on.
But yeah, as I was saying, basically we saw them at 110 Above Festival, didn't we? And
yeah,
in front of like 50 or 60 people in this little like fake pub in the middle of nowhere, and it was pretty special. Like, those harmonies and kind of like a stripped back vibe were just like mad, and I feel like last night you sounded like you had a good time. So
it was incredible. I just they're one of those bands that, like, because you were saying, like, you actually alluded to off air,
nice.
keeping it centric, he was talking about how he would rather play Village Underground like 5 nights in a row than go and do like somewhere like Brixton.
Yeah, when it gets too big, it must be so hard for like their sound, especially to like translate, because all those harmonies and stuff, it's like a massive room, it's just gonna get lost. But in a smaller room, I guess it works better.
I tell you what as well, because you probably both are aware of what a great singer I am. When I find it so hard to enjoy a gig, I feel like I have to sing along. Do you get that?
Yeah,
like, you want to sing along.
You need a pint, you need to have your hand up, and you need to be really giving it, thinking about what anyone else is judging you for.
So there's a couple of times where they like, a couple of like, it kind of crept up me, but the music drops and they're like, and I was there right with them, like,
the first time you
right
did that was pretty good.
I highly doubt that.
I was right there with them, lost member of Flight. It was incredible, but right, let's swing things back around to music. This is a new one from Bad Sounds.
I bet you pull me over. I bet you pull me past the line. almost seem to undermine.
Green number! That is Bad Sounds there with Sympathetic Vibrations, their most recent single that came out on 5th November on Theory Records. They play Colours in London on November 28th. That single was the follow-up to their debut album, came out in 2018, Get Better. What a huge tune. Quite an apt title there, I think. Sympathetic Vibrations.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. I like that. They're just the coolest. They're so cool. I want to be as cool as Bad Sounds. That's all I want. I can leave the show now. I just wanted to say that.
With that being a mantra, why have you worn white socks?
That is my mantra. The white sock
actually,
mantra.
Actually, I was quite impressed because usually come rain or shine, you have no socks.
I know. I've got two looks, white socks or no socks.
It's a strong look.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
You basically just described yourself as a tennis player in season and on holiday.
Yeah, all year round, baby. 12 months a year. Constantly knocking out.
You felon. Anyway, absolutely loving it. And I'm glad they're back as well. I think they've kind of pulled out the funk sound from that debut album and just brought it straight to the front of it.
Yeah, they're cool. Like, I feel like I've always liked like one in every three Bad Sound songs, but by the sounds of things, I'm going to really like the next group of Bad Sound songs.
God, what a vote of confidence.
I know,
that is. Lads. Well,
the next two are going to be shite.
They're still really cool. I just don't like them all.
Your next two songs are going to be fucking garbage. So don't even bother, right?
But by the time the album
comes out, the fourth one comes out, that's it.
Exactly. On the subject of socks, how pissing annoying is it? Dave, you probably, going back to washing, we spoke about washing a lot last week. How annoying, I've got a drawer full of spare socks.
What do you mean?
I keep losing socks. Where the hell are they?
That's why you only wear white socks. It doesn't matter if you lose them. You've got loads of
them. What do you mean?
I'm just like,
I mean, I've got black socks. It still matters that I lose the other one.
Yeah, but if you lose two, then you're back to normal.
Are you that OCD? You have to have matching pairs.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no.
A bit OCD about
things. Oh, right. Is it? Come up. Come in the studio. Slag me off.
Just try to look cool in front of Dave. Yeah.
In front of Dave? Look at him. Right. Let's time now for a bit of this.
Bloody hell.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Fucking. Bespoke. In focus.
Yes, time now for our Big Smoke In Focus chat with our in-residence guest today, Sam Tucker, who is the founder of Close Up, a booking agent, label. What else do you do? Promotions?
Yeah, try and do a bit of everything, really. Yeah. What was the jack of all trades, master of none?
He's the Swiss Army knife of the music industry.
Yeah. He is. Or a multifunctional lunchbox.
That's what they call me.
Good old multi-lunchbox. Sam just said, is this the serious part of the show? And yes, it is. If you don't answer these very professionally, I'm going to end you. I basically just want to kick things off. I'm going to call you Tucker because I'll call you Tucker. I just want to kick things off. That was fine, isn't it? After all these years, that's fine to call you.
You never asked me before.
Actually, after all this time, at least I hated it.
At least take me for a drink first. Anyway, stop laughing. It's the serious part.
Serious part of the show.
You actually look scared then. Right, so yes, the serious part. This is our In Focus chat of Series 2, Episode 9. So yeah, Tux, I just want to ask, bringing it down a notch there, Tux, even more casual. Just want to kick off just to say, do you feel like you've made it now? You're on Big Smoke Music Weekly.
I definitely feel more like I've made it than before I walked into this building, so I guess that's a start.
Mm, I think that the building gives us a sense of higher status.
It does give you an incredible status.
Than we actually are.
I actually had a real moment where I felt like I did sort of make it today, where I saw, 5 years ago, Facebook memories. It came up with, I announced my first ever show in Winchester 5 years ago today, where my mum made sandwiches for Fickle Friends, and I was running around, by 9 o'clock, it was all, everyone was there, all our friends, I was just pissed. And I was some things change, some things don't.
Yeah, I remember, is your mum still making sandwiches?
Yeah, that's the bit that stayed the same.
Yeah. She spent about 12 grand on sandwiches.
Close Up's killing it just because she keeps making all the sandwiches.
What's her speciality? That's the question.
Well, I remember it was it was quite a platter that she cooked up.
Ooh,
yeah,
platter.
Because there was vegans, vegetarians.
Jesus.
She had to cater for all. It was impressive, yeah. No speciality, that's how good she is.
Jesus Christ. She had to get our new loan. Best of both of them.
Pay for herself. I think we should get her in instead. Seems like
next week's Dog Focus guest.
Good old Sally. Actually, on the subject of you, mum, I'm not going to go there. Don't look at me like that.
What?
You looked at me like, don't say it.
Don't do it.
What? I can't remember. There was a time where she dropped us off to go to some party somewhere. And she... Squidge. That's it. Your nickname's Squidge.
No.
And she let it slip, and he looked at her like, Mum, God.
I did it in front of my girlfriend the other day, and now she's calling me Squidge. So it's really, if anyone else wants to do it, I guess it's out there
it's
now.
It's out there now.
Yeah, I'd say you're quite squidgeable.
Is this the serious bit? Yeah.
Anyway, tell us how you got into the ugly world of promotions.
Yeah,
that's where it kicked off before it evolved.
Yeah, so Close Up started obviously with just promoting shows everywhere I was living, so Portsmouth and Winchester, and basically someone I knew was I'm going to start doing some shows, and I was at uni doing events, and I was cool, I like music, I can totally do that. So I went to help him out, like I said, with our first gig at the Railway in 2014, Jesus. And then basically just started building out, really. Ended up starting Close Up and just trying to do more shows everywhere. Kind of learnt a lot of things the hard way. I've had some terrible shows, but now, doing pretty much 12 to 14 shows a month in every major city in the country. Obviously, London's the main one because I'm here and just tends to be where a lot of the bands we work with are from. But yeah, it just kind of started off as a small thing and accidentally grew into this thing where now I have to do loads of work all the time.
Yeah, bloody hell, I've got emails. I was going to ask because obviously we grew up in Winchester on the South Coast and you were down at Portsmouth Uni. Do you reckon being down there had limitations? That's why you've ended up... Because for years I was saying, you need to move to London, mate. You spend half your life on the train.
Did you
find having limitations being down there?
Yeah, I think it was actually a combination of limitations, to be honest. So one of them obviously was having to commute 5 hours to a London show. Up until 2 months ago, leaving Portsmouth at 1 PM, getting in at 1 PM. Mm. But which is obviously quite a constraint. It's just because it was taking so much time out of my life. But one of the major constraints I actually found was when it came to promoting shows in places that weren't in London, so Southampton and Portsmouth, it's just they kind of don't have the infrastructure, and they don't have the same volume of bloggers or press. We all know so many people that work in the press and go down to gigs every night, whereas you just don't have that in these regional places. So it really kind of dawned on me after a year or so of living in Portsmouth that whilst I could do the odd show there, it really kind of felt like London was always the place it was going to have
I also think when you go to outside of London's when you actually feel how venues struggle with the ridiculous cost of running as well. Dude, like in London, you don't like some. Like, I mean, like the Borderline was shut down, much to mine and Dave's absolute heartbreak. But you don't really notice it as much. And then, yeah, you go to these other places and you actually speak to the venue owners, and they're like, "Jesus, man."
Well, dude, think about like the Wedgwood Rooms in Portsmouth. That's where I've always done so much. Like, I lived around the corner from there for like seven years. And one of the bands that we have, Arcade Hearts, on the Close Up Booking Agency, after they sold out that venue, went up and fixed the roof the next day because, like, as a thank you, because they just don't have the infrastructure. And it's like, when it comes to kind of, I think it's kind of a blessing and a curse. Like, they have to end up going and booking bands like Oasis and the Bog Rolling Stones and all these like cover bands that loads of people go and see when they're 50, but then it's kind of like a double-edged sword because no one is 18. Well, like, they walk past it, all these students on a Saturday night, see all the old goths outside, and like, oh, I don't fancy that. So it kind of is like a real vicious circle because they need to put some stuff on to make money, but then they also should, if they could just put cooler and better stuff in there, which sounds really easy, then they'd become a cool venue. But it's like such a, like, how do you get around that?
That leads me to my next burning question. If you had a tribute band, what would it be?
What if I could, like, to any band,
then what would it be called?
Wow, that's a really tough question. I think obviously you alluded to Pete Wentz earlier, so I've got to go with Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, but what would the name be? Fall In Boy.
Yeah, Fall Down Boy.
Ooh, Fall In Boy sounds a bit a bit risque. Fall Down Boy.
Panic at the Club, actually, instead of Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Club.
What's another one? I'm trying to think of, like, Blink 183.
Surely that's one already.
1974. Like, I mean, you could just go on forever here.
Fair play. Bringing it back to the actual interview. Because obviously, like, you mentioned earlier how it was, like, tough and you had some shite shows, and you did tell me that before. Like, was there times when it was like a massive struggle and you're thinking, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, dude, I do that like 3 times a day, to be fair. But like,
here,
like,
I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially, like, it's really hard when you're sort of at a level, like, I'd like to think I've hopefully surpassed now, where, like, I do so many shows that, like, almost, like, next week, for example, the close-up tour begins, we've got 4 shows across the country, and even if one show does do slightly better than the other, I've got 7 shows total next week, so it's like, you can kind of counteract it, and you can kind of plan it in advance, that you know which shows are going to do well and which ones aren't, and you have relationships with artists that you know will do well, and you kind of just become more knowledgeable. But, like, at the start, you're doing 1 show a month, it's costing you loads of money, and you're like, oh, shit,
this one's
not going to do very well, and then that's my income for the month, totally screwed.
I like that you had to think about the fact you could actually say
shit. I was
shit.
Like, can I swear?
Oh, sugar!
For the Alan Partridge.
Sugar snaps! tell me about the dates that are on the close-up tour anyway.
Yeah, so that's honestly like one of the biggest things we do every year. Like, we work with Jägermeister and Ticketweb on it, and we've got, so the 20th, which is next Wednesday, the shipping forecast in Liverpool with Ekka and Patawawa, which is going to be just the most fun. Just 2 disco upbeat
Love
bands.
Ekka.
I know you're a fan of them, so they'll be happy that you've given them a shout out. And then the 21st, we take on Birmingham at the Castle and Falcon with the same lineup, and also a band from the Close Up Booking Agency and label, a band called Victors, who are going to be joining them. The day after is Sheffield on the 22nd, which I think, like, I was saying this to someone yesterday, but I feel like Sheffield seems like such an iconic musical city. Like, you've got to tick that one off. Like,
Pulp.
Yeah, and just Monkees, which I know you hate. I knew you wouldn't say Monkees first. I knew Pulp. You weren't going to do it.
Jarvis Cocker, draw a line under it, move on.
But yeah, and then obviously 23rd is the big hometown show. We've got Colours, Patawawa headlining, Victors are joining them, and it's going to be just, that's like, it's always kind of like, not that I'm the musician, but it kind of feels like when you do the London show at the end of the tour, it kind of feels special because it's like biggest venue, most fun. Colours is such a favorite. I know you said you love Village Underground, but Colours is, like, I think my favorite venue of all time.
I think London always holds, even if you're not from London, I think if you're a band coming to London, it always holds quite a big weight.
It always seems to be like the big gig.
Yeah, of course it does.
Bands,
hometown,
like,
and London. Yeah, like, they're the kind of two that matter at this level.
Yeah,
really.
Definitely. For sure. And without massively wanting to give you the opportunity to blow your trumpet or me doing the exact same thing, do you think, like, because even through doing this, like, you get talking about what you do and you're meeting with people and they want to get involved. Do you think it's so much easier now than it was at the beginning because you just
more people are aware of what you're doing?
Yeah, I think that's probably the... I mean, because I think with, like, say, like, other booking agents, when I'm going to book a band, like, I guess they use their trusted promoters, don't they, rather than some kid from Winchester whose mum makes the sandwiches. So it kind of takes a while for you to build up that reputation in the music industry. And obviously, again, like you said, being in London means I can go and meet so many more people and almost gain that authenticity with them. So, like, I think it's the more you do, the easier it gets. And, like, that's kind of why, like, next year we're going to have some of, like, our biggest ever shows, like... Mm. Going above like 600-700 capacity, and it's just like feels like, I don't know, coming to London's really turned a corner, so I'm excited. Yeah. Not to get too deep and emotional,
like, we're, because obviously, like, we've chatted about it, music, especially indie, is quite like a saturated thing. Like, where do you see Close Up going, do you think? Like, is there an end goal in mind of like the level of growth you want to get to, or are you just kind of enjoy, because you pretty much do live in the moment anyway, but are you just kind of taking it as it comes? Or?
I mean, I always have sort of like a 2-year plan, I guess, for all the artists and the booking agency, for the company itself, but just the artists we promote as well. And even like all of it, I like try and be 2 years ahead. But really, like, I think at the moment it's just kind of like, I can't be bigger than some of the other promoters, like your Live Nations or your SJMs, but I can kind of, dare I say, be cooler than them. And I can.
Oh, here
we go. No, I just had to get that in. But no, and
automatically
I can.
Uncool for saying cool, Dave.
That's the hardest thing about being cool, is you can't be cool. And
you can't even
cool.
Show up about it.
That's why Dave shops at Iceland.
But, like, yeah, what it just kind of means is like, yeah, I think... Sorry, I can't get over that Dave shops at Iceland thing. I mean, I think like indie is such a saturated market, and I think what's kind of happened more for me is that, like, as I've got older and my music taste has changed, like you said, sort of living in the moment, sort of the year ahead just tends to change the music that I promote or book. So, like, at the moment I'm sort of listening to more electronic music, so that's why the tour this year is Ekka and Patois. I mean, I think obviously, without saying I want to rule the world, I think, like, the plan is to just keep going, probably find sort of, I think, when we're doing regular shows at 800 capacity, and our bands, like, for example, No Hot Ashes, who I think you're going to play later.
We will be giving them a spin.
Nice. Well, they just headlined the Manchester Ritz, sold basically 1,350 tickets for their hometown show, and it was like mad. And if we can have all our artists at that level and promoting shows at a similar level, like, then I think maybe I'll be able to eat like a good night's sleep for once.
Right on, right on, for sure. And then, because... When we had Shannon Corton of Gigworth.
Oh, the absolute Queen Shannon. Everybody loves Queen Shannon.
the demigod.
She absolutely is.
She kind of touched upon it briefly, but me and Dave are aware of this as well. There's some proper knobs in the music industry.
How
do you, because obviously you're, I guess a lot of what you do is sales pitching, and like you probably get some pretty... no holds barred feedback at points. So do you think you've got to have quite a thick skin to work within music?
Definitely. I think kind of more so than rather the sort of feedback that you get, I think it's kind of like you said earlier about like being trusted and having those moments where you're like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. I can't be the one that's not trusted. I can't like watch other stuff go well for other people and like think that should be me. But like, I think it's kind of like, it's frustrating, but yeah, I think you have to be thick skinned, especially maybe like going for it on your, I guess probably you, like you're running your own podcast. Like, I guess you probably have the same thing when you're trying to get into press or get certain guests on, but I guess it's all just about being established. I think like I'm really lucky, like I have a few members of staff for me working with now, like shouts out to Jordan and Connor and everybody else and Paolo and all those guys, because they literally take so much of like the responsibility for the shows they work on and the acts they work on. It kind of means I can try and grow Close Up,
actually do your job
whilst then also like, do my job at the same time.
It's called delegating,
like,
when you know you've made it.
Delegating. Exactly.
I mean, I just love delegating. That's the only
Dave actually does nothing. He's so good at delegating.
Honestly,
does nothing.
I've perfected it.
That's the art form of delegation right there.
He needed a new set of curtains the other week. His mum brought them.
Nice. That's exactly, that's essentially what I do when I ask Jordan to promote a gig for me.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's the equivalent, the musical equivalent.
I'm keeping that in the episode. I think, like you were just saying there about having a thick skin, I think it's weird when you first kind of like start getting to know people in music, because like you want to be yourself, but you kind of a bit timid about it.
You see,
I mean?
So many like fakers as well.
Yeah.
That's what
do you
kills
think,
me.
Yeah, that's the worst one. But do you think like trying to like being yourself and sticking to your guns has kind of served you well?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Like, I think like sort of like what I was saying earlier about being like smaller than these other companies, but being able to give artists more time and actually work with them closer. And like, even with shows that we've done recently, like we did a Ekka headline, but as a Stranger Things theme, and we spent ages doing lighting pre-production and decorating the room, but it's kind of like you can give artists, by being a bit small, you can kind of give them that little bit more time and attention. I think that's kind of what separates it a bit.
Right on. Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We do this with artists we have on the show as our In Focus artists. I thought it might be quite nice for you to do this. Do you want to introduce the No Hot Ashes track?
Oh my God, are you sure?
Go on then. Okay. Off you go. Here we go.
Okay, this is No Hot Ashes with their tune, Skank. Woo! Woo!
Delightfully introduced. That was No Hot Ashes with Skank. Brilliant band. One of Tucker's bands on the roster for Close Up. Our In Focus artist.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean artist. I say guest. You're not an artist.
Yeah, I'm definitely not an artist.
No. They've got a few gigs to end the year off. They are playing Exeter November 13th at The Cavern, not in Liverpool. London, they're at Colours. Everyone's at Colours. November 18th. Then Liverpool, November 30th at the O2 Ritz as part of the British Sound Project. So yeah, good times, man. Loving that tune.
Yeah, such a great band. Like, had a mad year this year. Got even bigger plans for next year as well.
Gotta bring it up though. God, I can't. I wouldn't be able to go to bed tonight if I didn't bring this up. I wouldn't be able to look my girlfriend in the eye.
I know what you're gonna say, but say it already.
His hair is fucking useless.
Oh no, I thought you were gonna not say that. Now it feels like he's actually shaved his hair today. I just saw it on
Thank
Instagram.
God.
I thought you were gonna talk about how the name's from a bin. Everyone talks about that.
Oh no. Oh,
yeah.
It is,
think
actually,
about
it. To be fair, my dad did once put ashes in a bin, and it didn't end well. Melted the bin. We had to get a new wheelie bin.
Well, there you go.
Great story.
You have to pay for
great
a new...
Great band and strict instructions.
You have to pay for a new... Did you know you have to pay for a new wheelie bin?
What, from the council?
Yeah. You don't get a free one.
How much is it setting back?
Well, I don't know, mate. I mean, we're pretty talking
get,
like...
Get them up right
at
now.
The time,
you should have listened to them.
At the time, it was probably like 80 quid. So in today's money, 200?
200 beans, yeah.
Jesus.
Easy.
Jesus.
Mick Scanlon.
Monthly bin budget out the window. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got through 10 this year already. for God, you know what? Today, I was on the tube on the way to work. And I had a really awkward, like... You know, like, if it's a friend, if there's something on their face, mayo, fluff... I'll tell them. This person opposite me had what looked like half a tube of Colgate on their face. Right?
Oh, nightmare.
And they just looked so serious, like this bloke in like full suit. Like,
oh, it's always going to be that guy.
He looked quite dapper, but seriously, it looked like he'd been noshing off his toothbrush. It was not a good look. Have you ever done that when you've like turned up somewhere with something like...
Did you tell him?
Nah.
Oh, what? That makes you the bad guy.
Yeah.
I just tucked in to my bagel and cup of tea.
I hope you left with cream cheese in your face and no one told you.
Cream cheese, you animal. Peanut butter, mate. Come on.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, you wouldn't put peanut butter on a bagel.
I wouldn't put peanut butter on anything.
No.
You're disgusting.
No, you're disgusting.
What would you put in your bagel? First choice.
Cream cheese.
Yeah, he's just said it.
I'm not changing my stance.
Just cream cheese.
Well, yeah, I
classic
mean,
choice,
yeah, it's just that. That's a notorious bagel topping.
He's been in London 1 month. Ew, definitely cream cheese, man.
You wanted me to say avocado, but I won't give in.
I was waiting for you to be like, fig. Should we have another song?
Yeah. Why not?
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. This is Flares with Stuck.
Night out. My thoughts are
What a crying shame, the penultimate song here on episode 9 of series 2, Big Smoke Music Weekly. That was Flares with Stuck. They are playing 1st of December in Birmingham at the Asylum venue as part of the Magic Gang All Dayer. Big things, as I'm told, Sam Tucker.
Wow.
From a 7-year-old band.
Yeah, I was going to say, from they're like 16 years old, I think. Like, I had them on a show supporting Only Son at their sold-out Camden Assembly show. And obviously, normally, buy all the bands the beers and whatnot, alcohol or whatnot. And for them, I had to buy crisps, fizzy drinks and sweets and put them in their own little corner of the room.
Not even a little like, alco pop.
I really didn't want to tell them, like...
J2O?
I was like, I can't... Like, if I don't see them drinking a beer, like... I mean, they're probably going to drink a beer, but I mean, drink the Coca-Cola. Like, yeah. Liz dies. I can't sit in here and babysit you all night.
Yeah.
Don't drink the beers and eat the Haribo. That was.
Don't press that massive red button.
Yeah. They're awesome band, though. Like, I can't believe they're 16. They write tunes like that. It's insane.
Well, I was saying to you, the length of the song as well. Like, you don't usually get a young band writing a 4-minute song.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Their manager, Carlo, is a pal, and he's a good guy.
What's his name?
His name's Carlo. Carlo Salazzo. It's a sick name.
That's amazing. He sounds like I don't know. Like
he's Brummy, so like you wouldn't expect it.
A Latin singer, or I don't know. Does he own a restaurant?
I feel like he looks like he played for Parma back in the 80s.
Yeah, so I thought he could be in left the Sicilian mafia or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead, he runs a promotions company in Birmingham.
Breaking news: he's murdered everyone. I'll edit that bit out. great band, man. I'm loving them. So, are you looking over after them more?
Just London shows, I think. So, obviously, that's the promotion side a bit. We just tend to do the odd London show with bands. And I think, those guys are on a good track.
Totally. So, Tux, tell me, how's the move to London town been?
Yeah, the move's been good. Like, I think I was saying this earlier, but, like, I feel like I would be less tired living in London, not having to commute 5 hours to and from shows for Portsmouth. But in reality, I'm more exhausted than ever.
Yeah, it's hard.
Portsmouth was... I was like, oh, you can't come out tonight. Oh, no, I live in Portsmouth, mate. Yeah. Like, that was the perfect excuse. Now, I live in Walthamstow.
What you should have done is move to London and tell no one you've done it.
Yeah, that is definitely... I now totally regret it. If anyone's about to move to London, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. You'll be too busy.
I mean, I've tried to meet up with you for about a month.
I know, and we met up first for the podcast.
What I just tell you is, nah, sorry, mate, I'm busy, fuck off.
Yeah. You told me that if you don't want to do something, you just tell people you're busy. And a couple of times, I'm like, what are you doing tonight? You've been busy, and now I know your secret.
Hand on heart, I've never done that to you.
Yeah, that's what you would say, though.
Or just do what Dave does and not fucking say anything.
Yeah, just go off grid, mate. That's the way to do it.
Dave will be... When Dave dies, which will be a very sad day, obviously, when Dave dies, he's going to be one of those people that will find half eaten by a cat.
It's been
left in an apartment for about 5 weeks.
Just rotting.
Yeah.
That sort of sounds like a really depressing way to end my life. What are you trying to say?
And a relatively depressing end to the show.
On that note, happy weekend.
And this will be David's final show.
I reckon you'll be found wearing a pair of headphones with your sliders on with a can of Thatcher's Gold in your hand.
That's the way anyone wants to go out.
Thatcher's Gold, have a day off. That's like hell for me. That's like being, committed to hell for life.
Just dripped, like, just your punishment for life is you have a drip of Thatcher's Gold going into you. That'll kill
you.
That's
like my dream.
Christ. You're constantly on a drip with Thatcher's. Thatcher's Gold. Anyway, right, Dave, do you want to introduce the last track? Because Tucker introduced one. I think your accent would be great with this.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad, actually, isn't it?
It's going to be really bad.
This is Warm Doucher.
Oh,
nice. With Tainted Love. Oh, can't even say it right. Oh. Ruined it. Tainted Lunch off the
Tainted Lunch. Isn't it
new
tainted,
album?
Is it Tainted Love or Tainted Lunch?
Lunch.
Is it Lunch?
I think it's a play on words of Tainted Love.
I thought you just fucked up then.
Tainted Lunch off the same titled album, which was out last week.
Okay, interesting.
Mix of bands. I think a few of them from Fat White Family. Interesting. Listen to them. They're good. That's it. That's all I got.
I tell you what, Tainted Breakfast is. Cream cheese on a bagel, you fucked up. Fuck. Anyway, right, Tux, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be back next week with one less body in the studio. Dave, get in there. Back to me.
Bye.
Fuck off, Sam. Bye.
Never had nerves like it before. 20 years spent working. Got the whole board watching my every move. Dark web, cheap chemicals, dirty smiles, but I know I'll pick.
Chris Carfoy, High Heel Prom Queen. Never had an urge like it before. 20 years wasted, can't take it no more. Got the whole board watching my every move. 50-hour-long week working just to pay my bills. All alone on the weekend stocking. Anything for cheap thrills. Dark web, cheap chemicals. Dirty smiles because I know I'll take my time. Chris College Boy, High Heel Prom Queen, Mr. I can be anything I fucking want. Two shots in the morning coffee just to start my horrible fucking day. Gonna make them feel it. Gonna make them sweat. Got the whole place spinning. Real deep breath.